I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
It is a week with no games, but there will be bowls on Saturday, young man, but more coaching stuff going on, I think, than anything else during this time of year, and players coming and going. Kentucky just got Shannon Dawson, who's the offensive coordinator at West Virginia, to come in there. I mean, he's pretty good. If he's with Hogelson, obviously, so that's good to see for Kentucky as they try to step things up a little bit themselves.
I want to go to a couple of different conversations, and we'll get the SEC caught up, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the bowl games and back to Nick Saban in a couple of minutes. But, you know, tonight a lot of the dominant conversation has been around Alabama basketball. Your thoughts last night, Wichita State, 53-52. Probably most did not expect Alabama to win that game before it started, but you had a chance, and the team collapsed in the final few minutes.
Well, they just choked it away, which is extremely unfortunate. I mean, when you get outscored 13-1 with 5 minutes and change, I mean, frankly, that's just unacceptable. And I think the stance that I saw that is just stunning, and you can collaborate this, is this group of seniors was the number 5 recruiting class in the land, and they have yet to beat a ranked team. Ryan, how is that possible? I'm asking that rhetorically, obviously, but boy, that is an indictment on this basketball team to have a record as bad as that. I mean, frankly, as I was watching the game, I really expected them to lose a game. I mean, Wichita State got it going, and Marshall is a tremendous coach there, and who really probably ought to be coaching the SEC. Look, I think I'll put it this way: if Marshall came in the league right now, Ryan, after Cal and Donovan, he would probably be, and obviously Pearl. He may be the 4th best coach immediately.
And I know it's a different climate, but if I told you that he was making less money than Anthony Grant, would you believe it? You're talking about Marshall there at
absolutely.
He's making several hundred thousands of dollars less than Anthony Grant as far as money salary. Brent, you went speechless on me.
Yeah, well, and probably for good reason there, but I mean that's the kind of he's got a good team, got a good inside outside game. Alabama really still just struggles so badly in trying to cover the bigs. They just really have no answer for that. And again, I mean, this group really still does not know how to win a game of that magnitude. And frankly, Ryan, the reality of it is they may already be out of the NCAA, and we're not to Christmas yet.
Well, and I think that's – you see guys that are saying that. Okay, I mean, for Ryan Fowler to say it, it doesn't really mean anything. I was off the Anthony Grant bus a couple of years ago. Okay, I didn't get on yet last year either. But you're seeing guys that are jumping off of the bus that maybe were still hanging on. And I think that's a sign. As you said a couple of minutes ago, in the last 3 years, this team is 1-21 – against teams in the top 50 of RPI. That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, and look, if you're an Alabama fan, that needs to be unacceptable and frankly inexcusable. So there's no reason for that at all. And what's also coming for them, and you know it is, at some point, is they're going to lose some game to a team that's probably close to 250 in the RPI, and the a whole lot more than to be in the top 50 and that's going to plague them too. So it's just, and I'd heard that, and I also know he's brought in, changed some of his coaching staff and so forth. But I mean, Ryan, the reality is, I'm sure what your callers have said at this point so far is that the truth of the matter is nothing has really changed with this bunch.
Well, and the conversation that I'd like to ask you is, what will it really take? Okay, for one, you know, you can talk about the NCAAs, but at this point, that's a pipe dream.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But what will it really take for Anthony Grant to lose his job? And I say, if he doesn't go to the tournament and win one, then he should be out. It's not about making the tournament. When you're investing this much in a program,
right,
and you've been here
right.
6 years, you got to go and
right.
win one. It's
sure
not
you
just
do.
Making the tournament and get bounced before 11 o'clock
right.
on a Saturday morning. It's
yeah.
about going and winning one.
Sure it is. Yeah, and I would concur with that very much. But I mean, the reality is, Orion, at this point, I would have to see it to believe it that they get in the tournament. I'm just not, and again, I'm an advocate of the league. I'm hoping the league's going to be better. A lot of that I haven't seen. I mean, Arkansas State just beat Mississippi State a few minutes ago, but I know State continues to struggle. But I would say that has to be minimum. I mean, you just can't continue to pay a coach nearly $2 million a year and not and virtually have nothing to show for it at all.
What will it take to get SEC basketball, not just Alabama, but SEC
yeah.
basketball
yeah.
back? I mean, is
yeah.
it football? Is that the biggest hurdle that is taking away?
No. And listen, I've covered SEC hoops for years and have dealt with this question a good bit over the last few years. What it's going to take is it's going to take a real commitment. It's going to take for people to realize that basketball and football can live together side by side and actually accentuate each other. I said, look, basketball, I mean, you've got recruiting visits, you've got excitement. I mean, that's what you want, is you want a good basketball team. And to me, you've got to spend some money to do it, and I know the football people get jealous of this, and to me it's ridiculous because they need to be complimenting each other. But at the same time, Ryan, the reality is, as you've got really good coaches in football, the coaches in basketball in the league or except for the few I mentioned a few minutes ago are average at best. Which means you've got to do something. If you're not going to do anything with your facilities, you need to spend money and go out and get you a Bruce Pearl and go out and get you a guy like the Marshall guy that we saw last night. Those are guys who are out there that you can't convince me. You can't pay these guys some money and bring them in because that's what it's going to take. And if people see a commitment to coach, and again, it's like anything else, you bring in the right guy, and that's what Auburn did with Pearl, and in a short period of time, things are going to change.
Brent Beard right now inside the game here on a Wednesday night in Tuscaloosa on Tide 99.1, and it will take that initial investment. I mean, and I tied it back to Jim Harbaugh there at,
yes.
in the Michigan
yes.
offer. Okay, it's going to take an investment to get Michigan football back. I mean, they've struck out
right.
on a couple of hires here, and there's an investment being made there. For one, it sends a message to your boosters, but it
sure
sends
does.
That message to the recruits. We're serious about getting Michigan football back to that level, and it would be the same against SEC basketball.
And there's absolutely no question about it. And it would send it very quickly. It would not take you get the right guy in Tuscaloosa, and that thing, I still think that thing could be turned around very quickly. I know everybody goes back to the days of Wimp and I know that was a different day, but at the same time, he was the right guy at the right time. It took them to three or four straight Sweet 16s, which is, as you mentioned, Mingo, is nothing but pipe dream right now. But I still say with the that there's enough Alabama fans in the state that if they had the right guy there, that thing could turn quickly. And what I mean by right guy is not the right guy, not only who is willing to who could turn this thing around in terms of winning games and getting the tournament, but also somewhat. You don't have to be Bruce Pearl, the showman, all the time, but you need somebody in there to promote that program, and that's not happening.
As we continue this conversation, I want to make our segue into college football for just a couple of minutes, okay? And I mean, listen, we're getting tweets talking about Bama basketball. It's been a very hot conversation. But I want to go to one of our friends in the media business. And if you haven't had a chance to read the article, you've got to find a way to cruise on over to BamaOnline.com and read Travis Ryer's work today that he put up about Saban and Bryant. Even though we're having the conversation, if you're one of those that says, you know, if Bryant's the better coach, then that's fair. But even we're having the conversation is almost a credit back to Nick Saban. But he lays out the claim either way and compares the two. How do you see this?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's amazing that that Alabama's had two coaches. I will always say my Mount Rushmore of SEC coaches is I would have Bryant, I would have Spurrier because he was a change agent in the conference. I would have Saban, and I'm still working on four. I vacillate on that a little bit. It could be Vince Dooley or someone like that. But I think you've got to say that, look, there'll never be another Bear Bryant, and I understand that. But I'm telling you what Saban is capable of doing, not only with one school but with two, to me, Ryan, is just absolutely unprecedented. And look, Alabama fans do not need to be defensive about this. If he surpasses what Bryant did, you've got to embrace that, which means that you've had two of the greatest eras in the history of SEC and college football. But I would look, and we've had these debates. I would agree with anybody at this point that that Saban is getting very, very close to what Bryant did, particularly in terms of national championships. And look, he's never going to admit it, Ryan. But you know good and well that is one thing that in the quietness of his heart that Saban would love to be able to at least tie Bryant for those six AP championships.
Well, Brent, if that's the case, then if we're already having this conversation now, then maybe I need to go back to the Bryant conversation. Bryant's just better than Saban. I mean, and take that argument. We'll see if we can continue to motivate Nick Saban because, you know, each year passes by, you often think, how much is left in the tank? Is this a five-year deal? Is it a three-year type thing? You know, how much is really left in the tank of Nick Saban? And we see a different energy level from Nick Saban, but how long can that really continue? And maybe it's right. Maybe he's chasing that number six.
Well, I certainly think that's his goal, frankly. To win – and what you've got now, and as hard as it is to win, and as much as he wins consistently with the athletes you've got out there and the money that's out there and so forth, it's just absolutely remarkable what he has done. And again, I know a lot of your longtime listeners will remember that. I mean, listen, it's amazing probably how close that in the late 60s and in 1970 that there were people wanting Bryant to be fired. That's hard to believe, but the thing and what Saban did this year is something that Bryant did. Bryant went to the wishbone in 1971, and the rest of it was history. And frankly, Ryan, the truth of the matter is, during that period of the 70s, Bryant should have won probably at least two more national championships during that time to go with what he did. But Saban bringing in Lane Kiffin showed you what that he's capable of changing, that he's capable of doing something different, and it paid off for him greatly to be able to do that. And I think they're very similar in a lot of ways. They're tremendous recruiters, they're tremendous communicators. They do great with staff. I know they're different guys, but look, the truth of the matter is they were, and I was in the state during that time, and I remember it well. But they remind me a lot of each other.
Brent Beard, right now inside the game. Let's go to the Ohio State game. Urban Meyer for a couple of minutes. If you're an Alabama fan, what's the area that you should be concerned with when you're playing Ohio State in less than 2 weeks? I think it's 15 days.
Yeah. What I'm going to say, and we'll have time to break this down, but they're raw. Now, I know people are concentrating on the quarterback, and I get that, and I understand that, but the reality of it is, I still say Bama has a better roster. I mean, you don't have 5 years of recruiting the way Alabama's did, and but the reality is, Ohio State has a roster as good as a lot of the teams in the SEC. Now, obviously, with the third string quarterback and Cardale Jones, that's gonna be a real problem along that line. I still think Bama wins a game by double digits, but what people need to understand is that, you know, this is not your plodding along Big Ten team. I know they lost to Virginia Tech. I get all that, but what I'm looking at when I compare teams is how good is the roster, and there aren't many teams on Alabama's schedule that has a similar roster that they do. LSU does. But Ohio State is very near that category themselves.
I want to go to Florida for a couple of minutes. We talk a lot because you're very close to the program there with Jim McElwain joining the University of Florida and building that program. Yesterday, Dan Mullen said that was a parallel job. Jeff Collins leaving for Mississippi State to become the defensive coordinator there at Gainesville. That's far from the truth, but Jim McElwain, a big get for him.
It was. And Collins is very good. Now, the numbers on Mississippi State this year, the thing I look at was a scoring defense. They're, as far as giving up numbers of yards, that was a problem. But the reality of it is he's going to do a good job there. I don't have any doubt about that. He's one of the better defensive coordinators. That's a ridiculous statement by Dan Mullen, and a guy who's made a lot of ridiculous statements over the last few weeks. He threw that defensive staff under the bus, and told me what a terrible job they did during that time. I'm not surprised that he left. Now, I won't be surprised if he loses a few more of them during this time. So. I know a lot of people are sold on Dan Mullen, but Ryan, I want to see Dan Mullen do what he did this year for about two or three years in a row before I believe he's a real deal.
Well, and you look at that for a couple of minutes. I mean, you would think Mississippi State takes a couple of steps back next year. And you could say that about a lot of teams in this conference. Mm-hmm. A lot of senior dominated mm-hmm. teams.
Right.
And, Brent, I don't want to say this out loud, but there's a lot of returning players in Tuscaloosa if they choose not to go
right
to the next level. I've called it a rebuilding year, and people thought I was crazy, but there's a lot of youth in Tuscaloosa. Phil Steele ranked it as 107 out of 128 teams, least experienced teams in college football.
Well, look, I think people who really understood this program knew this year could be a rebuilding year. in that next year was when they were really going to be good. So I think you can still look at that. But listen, here's another situation that needs to be pointed out real quick. With Will Muschamp going to Auburn, and I understand. And look, he'll do fine there as a D coordinator. I don't have any doubt about that. But these people who are coming out right now and saying Auburn's going to win the league next year are absolutely kidding themselves. You've got to look at the Auburn roster. I know Jeremy Johnson's coming in, but they're losing their quarterback. They're losing their two best running backs. They're losing their center. They're losing their guard. Sammy Coates is going. You know good and well that his teammate is going to, and who's one of the better receivers in the league. Duke is, and the and then a good bit of that defensive line is going. At least a couple of those starting defensive backs are leaving too. Auburn's got a much bigger rebuilding job next year than people realize.